Hey there, it's Danny Eney from Miracy, the network behind the show you're about to enjoy. Before you get started, I have to tell you about an exciting new project we've been working on for a few years now. It's a documentary called Teach Your Gift the Movie, and it gives you a raw and honest look at what it really takes to create and launch a successful online course. When you watch, you'll get to follow 14 determined course creators as they create an online course for the very first time. And you'll get an insider look at the online education revolution through exclusive expert interviews. The documentary isn't publicly available yet, but I want to offer you a chance to watch a private screening. We have showtimes happening from May 7th through the 11th, and there's no cost to get your ticket. Simply go to miracy.fm/movie to claim yours. That's miracy.fm/movie. All right, let's get to the show.
Miracy.
Even like some of the other launches that we've run, like the side launches or launches that we've done with partners or whatever, even those have felt more like we got to get this right because of the disappointment in May. So it definitely carries over.
I'm Cynthia Lamb, and you're listening to Behind the Launch, the show that pulls back the curtain on the ups and downs of launching a product or a service. So far in this series, we've explored the excitement of the million-dollar launch of Launch My Courses in May of 2020, followed by the disappointing results of the launch of the same program in May of 2021. Since then, we've regrouped, debriefed, and begun to look forward to the next launch with optimism and hope. For the purpose of this series, I'm conflating the launches that Miracy ran in September of 2021 and February of 2022, where assumptions and hypotheses are being tested. In this episode, those launches are about to begin. Understandably, everyone is feeling the pressure. But what is it about launches that make them so difficult and anxiety-producing? Here's Danny Eney, CEO of Miracy.
Having been doing this for more than a decade now and having had many great successes and also, you know, a fair number of great challenges, there are two things that tend to make it a lot harder than it needs to be when you're thinking about expectations and will it turn out this way or that way, what's going to happen, etc. And one is putting way more of your self-worth into the results of a particular activity than is appropriate, right? You know, my self-worth has nothing to do, very little, if nothing to do, with how well we do or don't do in this launch. You know, I could wake up feeling terrible and I deliver a crappy webinar and people don't have a great experience and none of that makes me a bad person, right? It would be unfortunate. I don't want that to happen. But, you know, my self-worth is not bound up in how I perform on a given day. And I don't know that I always felt that way, but I know that the more that is my perspective, the happier I tend to be, which, you know, counterintuitively tends to make me do a better job at the things I'm actually working on. The second piece is the fear of the unknown.
Mary Williams, then director of education, agrees.
People want to know what's going to happen before it happens, which is hard to do in a lot of ways because, at least from a coaching standpoint, I've seen so many people go through such huge transformations, both personally and professionally, by launching. So sometimes you can tell them, yeah, it will look like this, but then there's always this big unknown piece for every single person.
What if this launch tanks? What if it's a disaster? What if we're hundreds of thousands of dollars lower than we thought we would be? What am I going to do? What's going to happen? And the answer is that if that were to happen, you know, I would probably have to make some very tough decisions. Which projects do we continue or not continue? What are we going to do to make up the revenue? Do we have to let people go? Like, these are hard things to contemplate. But the reality is that if push comes to shove and that's the position I'm in, I'll figure it out. I'll handle it, right? 5 years from now, I'm not going to look back on this was the moment when life as I knew it ended, right? So challenging as it may be, I'll face it and I'll get through it. And this won't be the last challenge or the last success that I'll experience. And so inflating it in my mind in advance, creating all this like load on it that may not be warranted. And, you know, if the worst case scenario comes to pass, worrying about it in advance won't help me deal with it when it does. Again, it adds a lot of this unnecessary energetic load that is just going to make it harder for me to deal with things and make me worse at my job.
Although these test launches are smaller, they're very important. If they fail, we could be back at square one, trying to figure out what changes to make to the offer coming up in May of 2022. Plus, Miracy needs revenue to support its initiatives. I asked Annie, what would constitute success for these smaller launches?
Do you have that figure in your mind right now?
Honestly, I don't. I feel like the structure and arc of this launch is just a little bit different. And so I can't say, you know, when we were in a similar structure in the past, and I've seen this before, at this point, we were at this number, and I can extrapolate out. I don't feel like I have that confidence this time.
Does that bother you at all? Not feeling at this moment that confidence?
I think it bothers Boomi a lot more than it bothers me. I've kind of come to live with it.
We'll come back to Boomi in a minute, but first I wanted to check in with Joey Gorgi. As director of operations, she was in charge of the myriad of details and logistics at play in a Miracy launch.
As a project manager, like, I would love to say that we're ready to go, and if you opted in now, that you would get the launches planned, but pretty much nothing is final. As always, I wish we were further ahead than we are. We're pretty much like 80% there on everything, which is how it often goes. It's like you haven't quite finalized everything, but you're getting close, but on so many things that there's still a lot to do. I'm not afraid of what's left to do. I think we're pretty close. I feel really good about the content we're putting out. But I mean, if you asked me this question like the day before the launch kicks off, I'd probably be in a pretty different headspace.
Despite her incredible competence, Joey is no stranger to doubts and fears.
Like, I've used to very regular feel like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't take it. This isn't worth it. Like, the voices in my head would be very negative. It'd be much more of a victim mindset. Like, it's exasperation, you know? And it's been a long time since I felt that way. Like, I definitely still feel regularly that I'm doing things that are challenging and that I have deadlines that are pressing. And, you know, it's all the same situation. Like, the environment is pretty much exactly the same. But a big part of being able to navigate that is just sort of keeping optimistic and priorities aligned and continuing to lead the different pieces in play, like the team members and the initiatives and all these things. So I definitely feel better equipped now than I did a year ago to take on what we're doing.
At Miracy, that's what we hope for, to do our jobs better so that we can serve our clients better and grow in our ability to tolerate the more difficult aspects of our roles. Here's Boomi Patak, COO of Miracy.
You know, I've realized that the best thing that I can do in order to influence the success or the outcome of the launch is to really support Joey and Danny and to do their best and show up as their best. So before, like, I used to get freaked out about, like, launch results and how things were going. And then, you know, I am a problem solver. So I would like to say, okay, let's look at the data. What's going on? Have you looked at this? Have you tried that? And, you know, while some of these ideas may have had merit, a lot of times they were not super helpful to the launch team or to Danny because they were already trying to figure these things out and they had way more intimate knowledge of what was going on in the launch. So, you know, like, the best thing I could do is, like, essentially trust them that they are on it. They're figuring things out. If a launch is not going well and I'm feeling anxious, chances are, you know, Danny and Joe and the launch team are feeling three times as anxious as I am. So the best thing I can do is create sort of that space for them where they can think better and they can, you know, do what they need to do and show better. So something that I did this launch was, you know, created a plan. I talked to Danny. It's like, hey, what would be the most helpful during the launch? And, you know, we created a plan in terms of, like, what I could be doing in order to support him. And we called it, you know, being Danny's wingwoman plan for the launch. And so shifting my focus to other people who are involved and how I can help them also really helped me deal with my anxiety as well.
That's another powerful insight I'm taking away. Helping other members of the launch team can ease your own anxiety. What else can you do to ease anxiety? Here's Boomi again.
People talk about stress hormones, but there's also, like, the anti-stress hormone called oxytocin. And so oxytocin is all about emotional and feeling bonded. And it's associated with love. I don't exactly know the science behind it, but rather than going towards adrenaline or responding with oxytocin seems to help. The form that takes is spending a lot of time with my kids when I can, because that just naturally fills me up with oxytocin. And, you know, a lot of cuddling with the kids. Or pets, I suppose that could work too. And also connection, like connecting with team members, connecting with friends and family, and having deep conversations. I feel like also kind of generates the same feeling, which counters anxiety for me.
Joey would agree.
When the whole team is working really hard and the whole team is doing it together and the whole team feels a sense of accomplishment, that can be fun. But when you feel like you're the only one and everything's on you and you're isolated and it's not fair and no one else understands, like that's where you really end up miserable, you know? And it can be the same workload. It can be the same number of hours. It could even be the same work. It's just a matter of feeling supported and feeling appreciated and all those types of things.
Another concept we stress at Miracy is self-care. That's not just lip service, as Joey demonstrates.
You sound tired.
Thanks, Cynthia. Honestly, in this moment, I'm tired because you caught me like kind of moving from one thing to another thing to another thing. Yeah, maybe I'm a little tired. It's tiring. The day-to-day is tiring. I have been like insanely mindful of my energy and my sleeping and my eating and my morning routines, like all of these things, because my last launch experience was so terrible. I was like, there's no way I can let that happen again. Like I won't last another year at Miracy if that's what happens again. So I've been super disciplined to not let it feel the same. And it doesn't feel the same, but it's not a walk in the park for sure.
Joey's referring to that disappointing May 2021 launch when our developer got COVID and she was working around the clock.
I remember that it took me like until Christmas of this year, like last Christmas, I went on vacation, like I went to Europe and I really took a break and I disconnected from work for 3 weeks. And I really felt like it took up until then for me to be energized at work again. And I was like, I can't go like 9 months not enjoying work again. Like it's too long to not be happy. So that was my goal this time, is like be really disciplined as it's happening. So I'm not digging myself into a hole that's going to take me 9 months to dig myself back out of. Like let's dig a little baby hole that we could pop right back out of in a day or two. Like let's take a nice weekend off and then get back to normal. That's been the goal this time.
In addition to classic self-care, Joey also experimented with self-suggestion. Rather than engaging in negative self-talk like she did in the past,
this time it's been more like, you're executing well. You're doing the best you can. There's no one that could do this better than you. Like it's just been like, I've been really trying to brainwash myself and it's been working.
It's probably pretty clear that launches are stressful, and if you want to continue to do launches, you have to find the tools that help you manage that stress. Whether that's time with your kids or pets, connecting with others, helping your team, engaging in healthy self-talk, and/or planning a vacation for after the launch. Maybe at the end of the day, the best medicine for the anxiety that comes with a launch is to keep bringing your focus back to the people you want to serve and why you want to serve them. If you can keep breathing into that, you'll be light years farther along than you were before. I'm Cynthia Lamb, and you've been listening to Behind the Launch. Behind the Launch is part of the Miracy FM podcast network, which also includes such shows as Course Lab and Blowing Up. I wrote and produced this episode. Jeff Gubbertson was my right hand, creating order and clips out of the 19 interviews. Danny Eney is our executive producer. To make sure you don't miss great episodes coming up on Behind the Launch, follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And if you like the show, please give us a starred review. It is the best way to help us get these ideas out there to more people. Thanks, and we'll see you next time on Behind the Launch.
Hey, it's Danny Eney again, executive producer at Miracy FM. I wanted to mention one more time that you can get a free ticket to see our new documentary, Teacher Gift the Movie. If you've ever wondered what it really takes to create an online course that changes lives, this documentary is a must-see. It follows 14 aspiring course creators as they work to create a profitable course from scratch. And along the way, they share their fears, challenges, and victories. We're rolling out the red carpet for the Miracy community, which includes you, with private screenings of the film from May 7th through the 11th, and I'd love for you to join us. Reserve your seat at miracy.fm/movie. This is one premiere you don't want to miss. The link again is miracy.fm/movie.